This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you have your weapon, if you have your magazines, well, you have everything you need except for what you're going to find at tacticalholsters.com, because they've got everything else. All the holsters, all the belts, all the stuff. Well worth your time to check out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, where'd it go? I had it right here. There we go. We did something in these United States, and when I say we, I mean the, it's called the U.S. Missile Defense Agency. Sort of in an interesting timing, too. Because recently we had a North Korea fired another missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. So we launched an ICBM and then we shot it down with an intercept vehicle. Now, let me explain something to you. When I describe that, that is the equivalent of shooting a bullet and then shooting it down with another bullet. That's the difficulty of it all. So, that's what we've done. This test was in the works before the Trump administration took office, but it comes with them welcoming improvements in missile defense versus the prior Obama administration that used back channels to give it away to Putin and the Russians. We launched an ICBM class target that was launched from the Reagan test site in Kabul-Jilin Atoll in the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and then a ground-based interceptor was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base, and there was an exo-atmospheric kill vehicle intercepted and destroyed the target in a direct collision. I do not know if that was what they refer to as a kinetic vehicle or an explosive vehicle. A kinetic vehicle just means it slams into something. An explosive vehicle, on the other hand, means it would detonate somewhere near it. But this is saying it took it out in a direct collision, which is really, really impressive. The irony of the interceptor being launched from a facility with Ronald Reagan's name on it shouldn't escape anybody, because Reagan was the guy that came up with Star Wars. He dreamt of preventing or deterring a nuclear attack, not merely avenging one. Perhaps he was one of those guys with the foresight to see a rogue nation like North Korea or Iran. We see the legacy today in the Aegis missile cruisers and destroyers that can be deployed around the globe. We see it in the THAAD theater missile defense recently deployed to South Korea. And all of this, Obama opposed. You see, missile defense systems, Obama looked at them as Cold War weapons. And when he took office in January of 2009, all of the ground-based missile interceptors were ready to be deployed. And Obama had other plans. When Medvedev was elected temporary president of Russia in 2008, he announced that Moscow would deploy something called the SS-26 missile in his country's enclave of Kaliningrad, situated between NATO allies Poland and Lithuania. He also wanted us to abandon plans to deploy missile interceptors in Poland and warning radars in the Czech Republic designed to counter a future threat from Iran, which, of course, would have also countered the threat of the offensive weapons from Russia. And Obama caved in. He notified the Poles in a midnight phone call, September 17, 2009, that we are pulling the plug on that system due to Russian objections. And then Putin watched in 2012 as Obama promised Medvedev at the nuclear summit, security summit in Seoul, South Korea, that after his reelection, he would have more flexibility to weaken missile defense, which would help him fulfill his dream of U.S. disarmament. Sort of back channel stuff, if you will. So Putin knew full well that Obama's weakness in responding to any foreign threat. He knew what it was and he exploited it. Obama was our Neville Chamberlain. He was looking for peace in our time. And all the while, just like Neville Chamberlain, he was inviting war. And that's the part you can never forget about, that kind of thing. That's the thing about history. History predicates the future. Forgetting it means you're going to repeat it. It was he who colluded with the Russians to threaten our national security in the back channel conversation with Medvedev that fell victim to an open mic. Bush, George W., he tried to fulfill the Reagan dream. The continental United States and some overseas allies are protected against missile attack by 30 deployed long-range ground-based interceptors called the GBIs. 32 naval ships armed with over 100 SM-3-1A interceptors and two dozen advanced SM-3-1B interceptors, dozens of terminal high-altitude area defense THAAD interceptors, and eight X-band missile defense radars deployed abroad. The radar is crucial. Fast radar means a lot. Acquisition of the target and being able to track the target means a lot. And intercepting the missile in space, because a lot of these ICBMs have multiple warheads, and as soon as it comes down, they're going to separate and start deploying out to their various targets. Knocking it out exo-atmospherically is going to be the way to go. Now, in actuality, despite what the press is telling you, it was Obama who was the Russian Putin lapdog. Trump has a chance to fire the second shot heard around the world, securing our freedom and very existence. We now have the capability the next time he decides to do it, if we decide to show him the way. The next time Kim Jong-un gets out there with his pudgy little fingers and hits a launch button, I guess if we wanted to, we could knock that missile down. Exo-atmospherically. And then I wonder what the little man boy would do. I just wonder about that. I have no, I have no doubts that he would probably, at some point we're going to have to deal with him. So, I have no doubt that that is, that's coming. Just as sure as I am sitting here, that is coming. So, we'll have to keep watching. But we have the capability to knock them down. That's incredible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Recently, something called Kathy Griffin decided she was going to test the waters, the boundaries of good taste. And she has paid the price for it. She apparently likes to consider herself a comedienne, and she held out a chopped off Trump head, replete with blood, supposedly as part of some hilarious comedy routine. Now, the left, long ago, has exceeded the bounds of good taste, but this sort of thing encourages a lot of crazy people to go out and assassinate a president. Remember when the left actually made a movie about assassinating President George W. Bush? Do you remember when the rodeo clown wore a Obama mask and got fired for his trouble? But we can hold up a disembodied Donald Trump representation of a head. Sort of like we're some goofy... Kathy Griffin looks like a wax figure that's melting to me anyway. But she's out there. I saw the picture. And, well, she's paying the price now. You see, even some of the loony left fully understand what they got going on. They fully get it. They don't like it. They don't like what it means. But there's a problem. There's a problem because some things, you just can't unring that bell. Now, Kathy Griffin just got fired from CNN. She has been the co-host of that with Anderson Cooper for the past 10 years. And she says she was mocking the mocker in chief. This drew condemnation from across the entire political spectrum. Even Chelsea Clinton and Keith Olbermann. Even he thought it was out of line. And it also caught the attention of the Secret Service, which it very well should. Now, Griffin later apologized and took the photos down and said she would ask the photographer to remove them as well and ask for forgiveness. CNN has decided to cut her from her New Year's Eve gig. See, when it comes to mock beheadings of presidents, there seems finally to be some strong bipartisan agreement that it's very, very bad. And it's sort of sad that it's come to this regarding discourse, but CNN's move is entirely warranted. And the apology that she put out would have been better if she'd addressed it directly to President Trump and members of the First Family. Remember, Trump has a young son named Barron. What is he, 12? All he knows is his dad is the president of the United States. He's probably assimilated enough to understand that my dad is a big deal, and he probably has taken a step down into pay cut, and he's giving money away now. But I thought he was doing this to be a good guy, and here's somebody holding up his head. Okay. So, once again, the left. And even, I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. And for the left to come out and fire this the way they did, and for this to get dealt with as fast as it got dealt with. I'm sure Kathy Griffin was also, she had some other endorsement. That's gone too. She's probably going to be out of work. Now, I know she's got some other sort of event that she hasn't been kicked out of yet, but I mean, This sort of smacks to me of that cat that drove around into the drive-through window to get a glass of water at Chick-fil-A, and he started berating the young lady who was working the drive-through, who doesn't make policy for Chick-fil-A. And he started saying, you know, he started telling her, do you know that you work for a hateful company? What did he call them? Anti-gay company, all kinds of stuff that he put out there. And, you know, she never pushed back on him or anything. She just said, I'm sorry that you feel that way, sir. Here's your water. Have a very good day. And he just kept on and on. And now that dude is paying for that. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to make that kind of a statement, maybe you need to. Maybe you need to. If you're going to cross that line, then just understand that there's, you know, when you pull the trigger on a gun, you cannot, no matter how much you want to, that round, you cannot pull that round back into the gun. It is gone and going down range, and it's going to hit something, and it will go until it does. It's like the bell that cannot be unrung, like I said earlier. So, you know, hey. Maybe next time, and maybe a lot of people will think about this. It is not a good idea to encourage violence at all. It is definitely not a good idea to think that we have people that would encourage the assassination of the president. And every one of them that does that, like the yearbook in Brainerd, Minnesota, the Secret Service needs to go sit them down and have a little chat with them and say, you know, you threatened the president. Do you know what we can do to you? Then lock them up and do a little scared straight number on them. Then let them go so they can go tell their segment on The View. It has gotten ridiculous. And, you know, we may detest the candidates on the left, but I don't. I never got out there and said, you know, Obama, I think he needs to die. Never said that. Never, ever, ever. Now, but you know what? I'll tell you what. If I'm glad that it's happened to one of these celebrities because I'm tired of them getting away with saying this stupid nonsense. Now, if only Katy Perry could book a show, I don't know, in Aleppo, that would be good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is the total package. This is something that is so modular, you can't imagine how many different ways you can put it together. All of their stuff. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Here is a quote from a guy named Achille Morazzo. From 1536, in these modern times, many are wounded for not having weapons nor knowledge of their use. Now, the man charged with the Boston double murder of the medical couple earlier this month, his name is Bupamim Texeria. Bupamim, no kidding. He had recently been convicted of 2 bank robberies. Upon his conviction for armed robbery, he served a total of only 9 months in prison. That is an example of the way the leftist politicians and the leftist strongholds like Massachusetts actually promote violent crime. Anywhere they're in charge, violent crime is high and ever increasing. They covet higher rates of violent crime for 2 reasons. Number one, violent criminals represent a small minority whose political support and votes the liberals openly solicit and whose size and influence the left thus constantly strive to increase. This is the reason they predictably make excuses for the behavior of violent criminals, insisting that they are justified in committing crimes and invent cynical terms like grievance-based crime in order to rationalize evil behavior. Number two, through violent crime, violent criminals intimidate and terrorize the rest of the population, generating demands for increased protection, which the left is only too happy to provide in the form of suffocating new restrictions on all of us who don't commit crime, and economic punishment of certain minorities who see through the left cozenage and thus refuse to support them. Violent criminals are the left's people that do the dirty work for them. The elimination of the private ownership of guns is the leftist holy grail. Armed citizens effectively protect themselves against violent criminals. That's, we can't have that, left, right? We can't have that at all. So violent crime should be cleaned up afterward, amid strident demands for gun prohibition, but never prevented. And not surprisingly, here's some of the advice from the leftist public officials who all insist on heavily armed protection for themselves with regard to violent crime. Number one, never, never, ever offer resistance. Number two, give them anything they want. Number three, let them do anything they want. Number four, never own a gun. Very, very simple stuff. That formula was notably unsuccessful that weekend in Boston. This is learned helplessness. This is enforced defenselessness, and it may be music to the ears of the left, but they represent the death knell for the rest of us. So, coming from Milton Friedman, when people are paid to be poor, we should not be astonished when we find ourselves inundated with poor people. In the same way, we are suddenly awash with victims when achieving that status brings reward from the government, or farmers when paid by the state not to produce, mysteriously become non-productive. That is an enigma only to the naive liberals. Now, why do I bring this up? These two prominent physicians living in the high-rent district of Boston, they were victims of a home invasion. They thought they were safe. They thought they were safe at home. There is no such thing as a safe at home. They were both tied up by a single armed burglary suspect. Then they, while they were both helpless, enforced helplessness, they both had their throats slit and they subsequently bled to death. One of them, prior to dying, had the time to do the only thing they could do, which is what we've all learned to a certain degree. They sent a text message pleading for help from two friends. And guess what? Nobody got there. That is similar to the Bataclan theater attack in Paris, France in 2015, when the innocent theatergoers, being held hostage by Islamic terrorists, were tweeting desperate messages pleading for police to come in and save them. And none arrived there either. And all of them were murdered. And many of them were murdered in very, very disturbing ways. Back in Boston, the single suspect was arrested shortly after the double murder, not before a brief shootout with the cops. He was wounded, but not fatally. So, what can we take away from this to all of you who believe in enforced helplessness? No matter how affluent, educated, how smart you are, how much you make, who you know, any personal prestige, if you live in a gated community, in a high-end high-rise, if you have lots of security in place, all of that is wonderful. None of it's going to stop anybody that's really serious about getting in on it. Number two, a burglary suspect. A burglary suspect is an extremely dangerous individual. Never regard them, even petty ones, as amateurish or harmless. Number three, the closest safety for any of us, that any of us is ever going to have that is continuous, is going to be split-second access to a weapon, as well as having undergone the training to use that said weapon. Either go armed with a firm, righteous plan for personal victory, or be comfortable in your chosen status as a voluntary victim. And then be prepared to wittingly accept the consequences. And don't come to me saying it's unfair when you're unprepared. Not that it's going to matter, because, you know, if you are unprepared and they come to you, You won't be coming to me, unfortunately. I wish you could. Number four, never surrender to a criminal. Never let them tie you up. Be always ever committed and fully prepared to fight to the death, effectively and decisively. Personal preparation and a commitment to that preparation are the difference, literally, between life and death. And if you confront these facts in an honest way, while you still have the opportunity to do it leisurely and then act upon them, you will be much better off for them. I was remarking today that I have never known of a serious, tactically trained person getting in a gunfight outside of combat. And that's because a seriously tactically trained person is very, very, very aware. Now, some people like my buddy JT, he's a cop, so he has to run to it when it happens. When bad stuff happens, he's got to go. So there's a difference between somebody as trained as he is and somebody as trained as me. Because I'm looking to avoid it, and he has to go to it. He's got to be looking out for it all the time. Got to go, got to go. So that awareness, we as civilians, we as non-law enforcement, having that awareness is a very good thing. But, I mean, you got to carry a gun everywhere you go, literally, folks. I'm in a studio with a window in front of my house. It's on the front of the house. So, and the window is from the floor to the, you know, it's tall enough for a man to walk through if he kicked it in. And if somebody decided they were going to come and, you know, come this way into the house, I am prepared to deal with them. I would try to mute the mic, of course, because I don't want Jason to be deaf. But you get what I mean. You got to be prepared all the time, all the time. Because this kind of thing is not ever going to be convenient. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If we could only embrace that ideologically, this means war. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. It is a treatment, it is a solvent, it is a lubricant, it is the answer to environmentally sealing up your weapon. Check them out, froglube.com. The left has existed by abusing power and taking the rules of political process and twisting those around for naked advantage. And so for very many decades, the brazen gerrymandering of the state legislative districts and congressional districts assured them for almost half a century of unbroken control of the House of Representatives, with all the mischief that that brings. Now they whine about how undemocratic gerrymandering is, because now they're not the ones doing it, but no one in his right mind believes that a misty-eyed love of democracy motivates their whining. They see decades of minority status in that same House of Representatives because of Republican gerrymandering, a vice Republicans repeatedly called to end during their long years out of power in state legislatures and in the House of Representatives, which was met by howls of laughter from the Democrats. Feeding them their own rules for radicals is what they're doing. The conservatives have learned the same lesson regarding the federal bench, especially the Supreme Court, and these conservatives for decades sought the best jurors for the Supreme Court, while the left sought the most reliable ideological hacks. Today, the four leftist jurists vote virtually in lockstep on all important constitutional cases. Enter Donald Trump. With his long list of acceptable Supreme Court nominees, he's ensured that ideological trustworthiness and not some notional brilliance in creative judicial thinking will guide his nominees. And he will be picking his nominees for at least the next 3.5 years. And if Hillary were to get the Democratic nomination, then likely the next 7.5 years. And he will have a Republican Senate almost certainly through the 2022 midterm elections, because the state configuration of Senate elections and the next two general elections. Justice Kennedy is 80. Justice Breyer is 78. And Justice Ginsburg is 84. The ideological division of the Supreme Court today is three conservatives, Gorsuch, Thomas, and Alito, four leftists, Breyer, Ginsburg, Kagan, and Sotomayor, and two moderates, Roberts and Kennedy. If Kennedy retires soon, Roberts will become the swing vote, and the Supreme Court will move noticeably to the conservative side. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a very sick woman. She may not retire from the Supreme Court, but it is more than likely that if she does not, she will die during a second Trump administration. She will be 89 before the 2022 midterm, the only chance they will have of recapturing the Senate in a two-term Trump presidency. That would leave the Supreme Court with a 5-1-3 ideological split, with Chief Justice Roberts likely joining in concurring opinions with a conservative majority in order to preserve the appearance of unity on the court. Breyer will be 84 during the period of a second Trump administration, in which the Republican Senate control is almost certain. If Republicans hold on to the Senate in 2022, he will be 86 before there's a chance of a Democrat president replacing him, and he might not live that long. Assuming that Thomas, who is 68, and Alito, who is 67, retire while Trump is in office and Republicans control the Senate, as they both ought to do, conservatives will dominate the Supreme Court for an entire generation. Reversing such monstrosities as constitutionally protected abortion on demand, discrimination against men and Caucasians, and trampling of the 10th Amendment. In the past, the left was able to control the court by persuading Republican presidents to nominate pseudo-conservative fakes like Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony Kennedy, both appointed by Reagan, John Paul Stevens, appointed by Ford, David Souter, appointed by George H. Bush, yeah. President Trump has promised that that will not happen again. And he certainly kept his word on that promise so far. So if he stays true, and it looks as though he's going to, that last bastion of leftist power, the Supreme Court, will become a source of conservative revolution. And the leftists will soon find themselves whining about an ideologically driven Supreme Court, just like they whine about gerrymandering today. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. There's this guy, this Polish guy. I talked about him earlier today. What's his name again? Where's his name? Let me find it. Czesław Miklós. He died in 2004. He wrote a book called The Captive Mind. He wanted to know how stupid are we. He wanted to find out, the way we have lived. We've never had, here in America, we've never had to live with the consequences of our leaders and combat coming into our cities, decimating our cities, and our cities being turned into various zones. That's never happened here. It has happened in Europe. It has happened in Europe many times. So, let's look at Europe today. Let's ask Europe, hey, are you Europeans stupid? In 2017, so far, tomorrow is June 2017. In 2017, so far, a terror attack has been attempted in Europe every 9 days. The UK government reports that there are approximately 23,000 Islamic jihadists in Britain, not the 3,000 as previously reported. Are they going to act on this, the Brits? A lot of people want them to. But is this the new normal that we're seeing throughout Europe now, the fact that they're going to just live with terrorism? The threat level in France, Belgium, Germany, Turkey, Austria, and Macedonia is very likely. The Manchester suicide bomber was on the British radar as a Muslim extremist, but they failed to stop him before he massacred girls at a pop concert. It's a reoccurring problem on both sides of the pond. This is where we have to make a decision here. Now, the left wanted to start something with the terror watch list here that we have, to where you couldn't buy a gun. Now, here's my, and the terror watch list, who nobody knows who's on the terror watch list. I do know that a big proportion of them are not even in the country. Okay, so let's take them off of it. If somebody is seriously a likely terrorist, what are they doing walking around with free movement anyway? Okay, so they're on the no-fly list. What about the Greyhound buses? What about the cars? What about trains? Does it matter how they get to their target? I mean, you know, I know planes are horrible when they come down out of the sky, but does it really matter how a terrorist gets to his target if he takes it out? See, my position is this. If you have a foreign national in your country, here, United States, Europe, anywhere, and he is on the terrorist watch list, deport him. Take him up, deport him. Take him back to his country of origin, fly him there in cuffs, drop him off, wish him well, take his picture, all this other stuff, strip him down naked, take a picture of everything on him, every distinguishing mark, and leave him in his country of origin. If he is, as they would say, homegrown, put him in jail. Inter them. Do not let guilt get in the way of it. I know, Bill, they did that to the Japanese, and they never did anything. Okay, well, yeah, they did do it to the Japanese, but none of the, and what made that bad is because none of those Japanese Americans were ever on any watch list. That's what made it bad. If we have somebody that is a seriously on the terrorist watch list, not on there for some reason to take away their rights, but just seriously an extremist of some, on some bent or something, we should be doing something about that. Hey, Bill, you get up there all the time and preach about due process. Yeah, I do. But that's what happened in Manchester. They had to wait to give the guy due process, and he blew up a bunch of little girls at an Ariana Grande concert with a nail bomb in his backpack. So there may need to be a minor adjustment when we have somebody on the radar as a known extremist. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com, the highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.